Begin the current daf mesechtes gittin daf dal. Begin on the basic. Begin the first to begin with the words of the Gemara, that the Gemara brings a question on Rabbah. Because none, as the Gemara says, we learned in the Mishnah, I may be getting Medina. If someone brings a get from one country to another country, b'medina sayam, overseas, you have to say b'fanei nechtav. Okay, sounds like in the country itself, in Medina sayam, you don't have to. Well, according to Rabbah, that's difficult because if they don't know the Shema, it doesn't make a difference if it's next door. Now, why couldn't you ask from the beginning of the Mishnah? Why are you waiting until this point? The halacha, and maybe get Medina Zayam. Some brings a get from overseas. Well, the mashman sounds like that from Medina Zayam, it's all. Only coming from overseas, it's all. But not a Medina Zayam itself. So it's limits on the that you could not ask. Because the lie and the truth is, Ba'isim Medina, Medina Zayam, now it's all. That even in the same country in overseas, you have to. Like Rabbah, who says Lashma. And so the Nakar Hachi, so why do we say Medina Zayam? That was a Fugi Rekha Machagi. That's just come to exclude that, not like a Mlil. That excluding Rekha Machagi, that you would not have to say. Because the Nehra Eretz Yisrael, and the Vene Noda Halacha. Next, there's not the words of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, it's not difficult on Rabbah. Don't say, Ba'isim Medina Zayam, you don't need to. Rather, as the Din Maskel says, I'll aim rather say, Medina Lamedina, from one country to another country. The Eretz Yisrael Leitzach. I mean, this time you need to, but in Eretz Yisrael that you don't need to. Then this says Taisa, this is when Tami begin to say, wait a second, I might not come to Medina Medina. Why are you picking from one country to another country? Listen, why don't you learn how maybe get Ba'is Medina Medina Siyam Tzach? According to Rabbah, all is because of Lashma. So why are you saying from one country to another country Medina Siyam even? Just say in that same country itself Medina Siyam, that you have to say B'vani Nath B'vani. And yeah, then the inference would be, that you're right, because the question, we might not be able to phrase something because of it, the inferential, but you're right, it would say that Eretz Yisrael in the same country, same state, whatever, in that country, you don't have to, but then, yeah, we would know that in one country, another one, in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbah ain't chilik bin Eretz Medina, bin Medina Medina, because according to Rabbah, there's no difference, because Eretz Yisrael, they know the halacha. So why are we saying Medina Medina, bin Medina Siyam, just say Eretz Medina Medina Siyam. Unless it's because someone says no, the reason why we said it this wording is la'ashmi'ina, to let us know exactly this point. Delay them, don't say the Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael tzarech nami mishum kiyim. You would think maybe, oh, wait a second, no, maybe it's true. Maybe from one country to another country in Eretz Yisrael, you would need to say because of kiyim karaba, because they're far away. That's what we needed to tell you. The ain't tzarech. No, that Medina Ziyam, Medina Medina, you do have to, but in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to. Because the time of la mishum kiyim, the reason is not because of kiyim. Or Inam. Another part you could say is actually that even when Rabbah Islay de Rava, Mishum Neshkicha Eler Gom Ked Masik. Because, oh, you don't have to because you're right, it's Eler Gom, like we come out. Next day is Master, we're going to do the words of Gemara. Imahi. The Gemara wanted to know, says, wait a second. Seriously, that's what's coming to tell you that Medina Medina Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to? But Mishnah explicitly said, I mean, if you get Eretz Yisrael, and Tzachal Mponach Menachem. So that's his taste, according to the Maskel Imahi. If it was from there, we'll see exactly what that the there is. Hamina would have said, oh, Hanamili, when we say this, is the Eved. But like at Chilin not, Kamash, well, that's right to say it again. Well, do you know that even like at Chilin Eretz Yisrael, Medina, you don't have to say B'fani Nech, B'fani Nech. So on that page, according to Rashi explains, what does it mean, Imahi? Imid Yukat Dereisha. If we only have the inference from the Reisha, which if you bring a get in there to Sol, you don't have to say, I would think it's only the Abbot. And Pidish Kane, and therefore we needed the Sefer. So Pidish Kane, the reason why Rashi explains like this, Mishum Das Sefer Lahem Matzalim Hanmil the Abbot, because if you only had the Sefer, the second teaching, I would not think to say it's after the fact, because explicitly it says, Ain't Tzarech, you don't have to say before the Nechim. The Mashal Gechil, it sounds like initially. Now, but since there's Mi Elosh, now remember the wording Imahi, if from there, lemash machi, it doesn't sound like that. So the near the Yishlei Asher says Taisa, it appears that the way you could explain it is like this: the halacha shaych lemisni in the tzarech b'di eved. That no, truthfully, when it says that someone gives and brings together his soul, he doesn't have to. We mean after the fact. Kolema in tzarech lit loheimenu, you don't have to take it from her kishle am b'vanech b'nechta, when he didn't say it. Tamla kaman, like we find the Gemara later on. So what should you do? Okay, since it wasn't done right, you'd lend them and you take it away from him, and then give it back to him. And that's what we're saying over here. Actually, Imahi is actually from the Seifa, because that's what we're bringing in over here. So had we had that, therefore we needed a halacha of the Reisha. But says but that's difficult because the main first break begs the in the beginning, second break later on the Tzvam and Alf brings some maybe given in Ziyam, some brings from overseas woman from the Nechtam. I'm a little bit from the Nechtam. It's possible. But the Gemara asks, what do you mean? What do you need this halacha? We already learned it once before. Maybe we have our Mishnah here in the first break. Trying the Gemara answers, no, Imahi, if we only had that, I mean, I would have said, yeah, Tzarech, you need it. But if you didn't say Kasha, me Kasha. Says to Yisrael, hey, Chabam, what's the name of Hachi? How could you have said such a thing? I mean, Chabam was saying over here, Dilei Tanei Lechad Bavei, only said one case. I mean, I would have said, Be'eretz Yisrael, Liketchila Tzarech, then Eretz Yisrael, Liketchila, you need it. And it's only the Abed Kasher. Machal, the inference is, Menin Tzayam, if it'll be the Abed Namitzarech, the inference is obviously that overseas, even the Abed you need it. So how could you say without, with just our Mishnah, that you would say that you only need Liketchila? So it says to Yisrael, what you could say is, since we say over here today, Bobby, 2K slash means to let us know, there it's Yisrael, like a Tchilin Tzorch, even initially, you don't have to say before the Nechtav. And Cain, if that's the case, Mahashta, now that you have both cases, you're right, from only one, from the words Havmin, so to speak, you would say this, like, as we're asking, but now, Matzin Lamein, we could say, oh, the other Tzorch, I'm just saying, you do need to say before the Nechtav from overseas, that's only initially. We have a kosher. We have the second. We kosher lachit. So must need the very basic. We need to have the mishnah in the second pack. But near the re also seems to the re the halachic perusha that this is actually the interpretation of the gemara as our dramas is going on. If I had that, I would have said hanami. When we say diavad, what does that mean? Diavad shle rok sibas hakevach simase. When would I say then? Eretz Yisrael. I'm saying, but after if he didn't see the writing again and the signing, okay, the yachal then Eretz Yisrael. Then he could give it to Eretz Yisrael. Avol liketchila, but initially what? When I say like a chil loy, I'm like a chil tzok shiur ksivas. I give a chazam also. Initially, he should see the writing they get and the signing. Kadesh yochalem before nechtem that he could see before nechtem. That's what we're telling you that no, the loy tzarchi doesn't need to. Now overseas, this answers the second question that I was asking. Im loy yorik ksivas. I give a chazam also. If he didn't see the writing again and the signing, in yochalem biyulit in lava, he cannot bring it and give it to. Then maybe even nasna. And if he did bring it and give it to, that's what the gemara says over there. Hamin the kosher. I would have thought it's kosher. Ilu masin the bearing base. If I didn't have the mishnah in the second bearing. Now we also answer the first question. What that it's actually what's having in the handle of the evidence is actually the safer, and as Taisa said, it makes it sound like, and not the ratio the way Rashi says. Like Taisa must have the words of the Gemara that what do you mean? It's difficult on Rava that we see in Eretz Yisrael, even from Medina, you know what to say. Why it's not Eden to the Kaiman. So I think my answer that Taisa the Maskal says, given the Kaiman, since there are those. Everyone in Eretz Yisrael goes to the base of Megiddo to be Eidler Agil, the pilgrimage. So Mishkan Shchichi, it is common. You'll find the Eidim no matter where in Eretz Yisrael it is. Now, this, by the way, what a question. It says, regarding protesting when it's not in front of the one who is making like he's Maxic, like as if he owns the field now. The original owner is claiming that it was never sold to him. He has no right to it. I mean, the goal in general, different areas in Eretz Yisrael, Judea, which is near the base of Middash, and the Galil, which is up north. Like a time period when there's an excommunication, that like the people don't travel from one to the other, and therefore they have macha, and it's not considered a valid protest. So the question is, what do you mean? I thought everyone's a regal, so everyone knows everyone what's going on. So it says, no, it's not normal for the one who is taking possession of a field to go and try to find him, that people make a protest. Why should he think people are protesting what he feels is rightfully his? But here the woman is going to go after witnesses who could recognize the signing of the witnesses. Then you will find, because there are people around. Just by machab, people are not looking for that. Here you're looking for it. Actually sounds the opposite. Regarding the people of Mechuzah, we're a very busy, bustling town. People were entrepreneurs. People are always coming and going. So the Gemara requires the Shliach to say, even from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. Because people are simply not around, and you won't find Edom. Question is, you think a Mechuzah, a person wouldn't make a Mechah? Sounds like, similarly, you would be a Mechah if it's in the same neighborhood. Or one the neighborhood over, but so we see that Macha works better than the halacha of get, which you see that you have to say before nechta. What you can say is no, is a fundamental difference. The awesome over there, fully yimcha b'fanim and the adam, even if a person is going to protest in front of the people, shalchalam that are going to go elsewhere, They're not going to tell the one who's taking possession. Still, as they're going, they can tell other people. Your friend has a friend, and his whole telephone, everyone tells other people, he keeps on going. So everyone's going to know in the neighborhoods around that this guy was protesting. And therefore, you'll hear about it. And then you keep it regarding the validation. Keep in the night, there's people always traveling. The woman's not going to find validating witnesses when she needs them because it's only certain people that recognize the signature. Not about people know mine, it's like recognizing the signature. And therefore, by getting, we were more machmer in that context than macha. Next says, Master, with the words of Gemara, Vamir Bitzchuk, he says, explaining the Tzalach of our Mishnah of Reb Shimon Gamliel from one Hagmunah to another Hagmunah, Reb Yitzchak explains, there was one sitting there to Tzisom, his name was Asasius. And we had the situation of basic money is that were marked by one another, and therefore you have to say before the nechta nechta, which Tosfos really says. But without Reb Yitzchak's clarification, you would be able to know the Eretz Yisrael has that. Obviously, the halacha is referring to Eretz Yisrael because the Chutz Lo Eretz basic money, because out of Eretz Yisrael in the same province, not even from one hagmon to another one, even in the same one, you would need a kohen to rabba. Your name became lishma since it's not became lishma. So obviously, if it's only required from one hagmon to another hagmon, must be referring to Eretz Yisrael. Like it says, Master begin with the Gemara, Shem like Biden Zel Zeh, where there are a particular one on the other, which Tase explains. Obviously, Bechem the two, obviously that their excommunication have a Tfei Mechem the Yehudah Galil, because they we said that the Oil Regal would take care of that problem, and here even that is not taken care of. So obviously, it's even more severe than that. The next Tase Master to begin with the Gemara, Rabbi is later Rabbi. So the Gemara finally comes down and says, oh. Although Rabbi holds reason is because not became Lashma, he also holds up Rabbi's reasoning because of Ein Eid Mitzrayim L'Kaima. And therefore, from one Agmunya to another Agmunya, you have to say Bafani Nechta. But then he says, for him, Tamatis asks to take a second look, and he says, if you're going to say, wait a second, I might talk to Rabbi Bafani Nechta, why does Rabbi require Bafani Nechta from one to another one? Why does he say Bafani Nechta? But for Rabbi L'Chash L'Chlufe, Rabbi is not concerned for that it might get mixed up with Kim Shtar's Talmud, Kim Yidan L'Mahanu, because since according to him, Yidan doesn't help, as we learned on the Gimel Med Aleph, and Taisa explained this. So if there's no Achlufe, so why need Bafani Nechtav from one Agmon to another Agmon? Even if you hold that you need Bafani Nechtam because of Edom, but why do you need Bafani Nechtav? It's in Eretz Yisrael, and they know Lishma, and he's not concerned for Achlufe. Hashem says, what you can say is, the Metchilo Elohim Mesakim Bafani Nechtav, Hashem Achlufe. You're right, initially they didn't institute because of confusing it, according to Rabba, because he holds the reason is because of Lishma, and that's why you have to find keeping the Dekinim Mishum Lishma, but once they instituted because of Lishma from overseas, so whenever you have to say it, including Eretz Yisrael, if let's say there is no Edom between the Kaima, then you have to say it also with Befani Nechtav. In the next test, Master begin with the words of Mara, and the Maibanayu. So what's the difference between Rabba and Rabba if you're saying the Rabba holds like Rabba? What Chase explains is Lael previously, Kimishanam and Nigmar had answered, that according to Rabbah, since the other Golem, that there's always witnesses from Medin and Dinmeret Yisrael, Chase is bothered, with a question. It says, why Nigmar ask over there, my Benayu? Because it's the same question really that we're asking over here, that one out of three that you're missing because a Rabbah agrees that Medin and Dinmeret Yisrael, you would not have to say. Because Eid Ma'amah to the Kaman, and that's the case the Rabbah always said you don't have to say because they became Lashma. So he says, no. There would still be a difference between them and Eretz Yisrael in place, let's say, where there's no court that are established. Or Meshach Megbin Zalzal, like Hagman Lemunya, where they're particular. Or according to Rabbi, you wouldn't have to say. According to Rabbi, you would have to say. But now that we say the Rabbi himself is like Rabbi, that Hagman Lemunya, you have to say. So then Rabbi and Rabbi have no difference, and therefore the Gemara says, you're right, we're missing one, and we have the two other differences between Rabbi and Rabbi.